Yo, what's good? It's the Hard Food Podcast.
Back again! And again.
My name's Juice English.
And again.
And this is episode five. This is episode five of the Hard Food Podcast.
Yeah.
What's good? What we're saying? Make sure you subscribe.
Like,
to the
share,
YouTube.
Subscribe, follow the YouTube, follow the TikTok, follow the
TikTok there.
The Insta, the threads. Follow threads. The Insta. Follow
Twitter.
Follow Juice on Street.
Don't follow me on Street. Timbo Slice in the building.
Yeah.
DJ in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Every week I feel like I forgot to say something. Have I forgotten to say something?
Need someone's phone to take pictures.
How about that?
I'm on Hawks.
Mad.
Mm. Mad. Mine's doing it.
What are we saying?
I'm not throwing you my phone.
Right, pass it down the chain. Thank you.
Can I throw it?
No.
DJ.
Throw it to the sofa. No, DJ's got it.
Yeah, what we saying? What's good?
How's everybody? Your week?
My week?
Yeah.
It's been a busy week. It's been a good week, though.
Always a busy week. Carry on.
I know. But give thanks, because obviously I've been having car problems.
Mm.
My brethren gave me his car.
Okay.
For the week.
Buddhist.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
that's a real brethren, that is.
Yeah, that came right in handy. For the
real friends. How many of them? Whatever.
But
like Jesus said.
I thought he drove a Mini in it. Well, last time I spoke to him in a couple of months.
Yeah.
He drove a Mini.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'll pick you up in the car. He dropped me home. And pulled up in some Honda Civic Type R.
Yeah.
He gave me, I was like, Rob, subwoofer, I bet. So now I'm on a school run, just looking bare ghetto, like looking like a hooded. Yeah.
You're that guy,
I got the volume down low, and it's just pure bass. Get one muffler, like, yeah, the school runs are
bare dirty looks. Yeah, obviously.
Juice is the guy, yeah, that parents are looking at thinking.
They're going to hold a meeting, you know, it's going to be in the school newsletter.
It's not even dirty looks, but it's like, I just know that people are hearing the noise. And then turning around, I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, black guy.
Sounds like a black guy.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Makes sense. But.
Yeah, it's been a good week.
Does driving a car like that kind of like make you think, immature?
Yes. Yeah. I feel. Yeah, that's the
thing. Do other cars try and race you?
No, I haven't pulled up next one. I haven't had the car long enough to even be in that situation yet. But
immaturity.
It will happen.
I feel immature driving the car.
Yeah.
And like, it's hard not to speed in a car like that. So I've been speeding. But after the
allegedly.
First...
Allegedly.
You can't pull me without a camera. I'm speeding.
Allegedly.
The joke is the car's not even fast like that. It just gets fast quick. You know what I mean?
Oh, then it accelerates quick, but then like...
And
just...
loud. You get me? And obviously... Picked up the kids and said, oh, you got anything? Yeah, Type R. Yeah. You know what I mean? I did the 0 to 60. You get me right? I showed them all that. But,
yeah. You want to see how fast he's reaching 60 seconds?
Watch yourself.
You turn in the back.
Daddy, I think I've got whiplash.
That's what it is?
For true?
But no, I'll be good, man. And it's freaking, it's warm, this heat wave, like, I ain't going to lie. So is it summer now? Summer come.
I'm not. You know what? Because I'm going to Turkey on Tuesday, yeah. And like, I didn't book a holiday for England to be hot still. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I want you lot to be here in the cold.
I
want to
be in the cold like this.
I want you lot to be in the cold.
If this is summer,
this hating us nigga.
if this is summer, summer can piss off. Like,
bro. No, I don't
want this now.
Keep summer
too late
here.
Now. Too late to make an appearance now.
I'll never complain about the cold.
I will keep summer here.
I don't. We don't need this.
Yes, we do.
We don't need summer right
yes,
now.
Yes, we do.
What?
And then what? When it's cold, are you going to complain when it's
kids
cold
back
too?
At school?
I don't give a damn. Fuck them kids. Nigga. Give a damn.
There's no need for the sun right now.
Bro, at the end of the day, yeah.
The sun ain't for the kids.
What's the sun for?
Everybody else?
Enjoy.
What?
Kids are in school.
Why are you at work?
No. I'm about in a day.
Exactly. Speak for yourself.
Fair enough. I wanted sun when it was more leisurely time. Okay, you know what? Okay, fair enough. If the weekend's warm, my tone might change. But it came on like this Monday.
Oh, so basically, you're saying the sun can be out when it suits me.
When it suits him?
No. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying for the sun only to come out when it doesn't suit me. Like, I would have taken a bit of both, innit? Like, sun here while I'm busy and sun here while I'm free. But the sun was not here when I was free. And now it's back while I'm busy.
But at the same time, the sun ain't working to your schedule.
The sun ain't working. Whose schedule is this sun working to? One week.
The broken weather machine.
The sun is horrible. And yo, we're going for this dusty car business.
Oh, but like, didn't that happen already? Like, when did it happen? Was it this year or last year when it happened already?
It happened before. But it happened this morning again, and apparently it's from the Sahara.
No warning, Sahara. Though. They warned us last time.
Yeah.
We didn't get no warning this time.
So I'm from Sahara Desert. Because, like, yesterday, yeah, I must have... Because it was bin day today. Yeah. And...
No, you reminded me still, because I have to take the bins out from this guy.
It happens on different days, fam.
It happens different days.
Nah, no, I don't know if I'd be able to get used to that. Like, mine's always been at the start of the week, for as long as I've known.
You would get
But you would, because you just get used to the date. The
what,
day
bins
that
on a Monday?
On.
Tuesday at the moment,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Even Monday when I was living in London, my bins were never that early, fam. I've always known bin day to be end of the week business.
Yeah. You know, I'd say that. Maybe I would, because I always forget to leave the bins out, to be fair. Now I'll just leave the bins out. The bins are just out.
Bins on the road. Bins just on the road.
Bins are just out. Because it's like on the car park, isn't it?
No way.
The bins are next to
but you know why?
The green box.
Because my neighbours keep leaving stuff in front of my gate.
Mad.
So,
oh wait, you got neighbor beef. Let's get
nah,
into
it. Nah, it's not beef. I smiled in all of their face. I'm blessed with them all. But like,
but they're leaving shit in front of you, gate.
You're lucky.
Yeah, it's like when I'm trying to open the gate and there's something there.
Yeah,
you know what?
This sounds like neighbor beef.
No, tell it like,
hello.
It's their bins.
It's neighbor beef. It's neighbor beef.
I'm trying to take my bin out and your bins are blocking. Like, nah, my bins are just gonna stay there now. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So,
love some neighbor beef.
Neighbor beef is long, you know.
It's kind of long, innit?
Bro, I tell you, neighbor beef is long. I'm serious, like, yo, I've
very
had neighbor beef.
Yo, I was going to cut my grass on Sunday, and I sent in a voice note to Told You, actually. I checked to Told You, and just in the corner of my eye, my neighbor's cutting my grass.
What?
Yeah,
it's happened to you, good neighbors, though.
Oh, you ain't got neighbor beef.
He just cut my grass.
Bro, I was painting, yeah. So basically, yeah. I've had beef with my neighbours for a long time.
Neighbours knocking on the wall for painting.
Pagans.
With a half-painted fence for home.
Fam, nah, they just do my head in. So basically,
you painted too loud.
So hear what now. We fell out before over them making an extension. Not that they made an extension. It's the what they did. And the scrape out part of my a fence. Not a fence, like a bush that separate our gardens. Scrape out part of it, kicked off, shouting at the builders, or cussing them, getting mad, da-da-da-da. So then now, this week now, because they took out part of the bush now, they're putting a fence. I don't want no fence.
Yeah,
I wanted a wall.
Yeah.
So, because you got to keep the fence in it.
Yeah.
Facts.
So, two twos now. I said, all right, cool. Let me get some paint for this fence. This brown and whatever. Let me paint it green. So, I'm painting the fence now. I can hear the woman next door. Oh. You know, someone's not saying. You know when on TV where the subtitle would say inaudible.
Yeah.
It was that. So she was like, "Going on." So I'm painting it in green now. I'm painting it, and then she's like, "You know, we're painting on this side, and we painted it grey, and it's coming through." Yeah, I said.
Nah, to be fair, she got a point, man.
No. Because their paint is green, yeah. Theirs is grey. Mine's dark green. Yeah? So obviously, they've probably seen strips of green.
Yeah.
So, I looked at them. I said, well, obviously, just got white in it. I said, just wait till it dries, then paint over it.
Simple.
Then their grey is going to come on your side.
No, it's not. Because the thing is,
the way that the fence
it's
works.
The slats are. I said, the fact is, you know what you did? Yeah. You see, when you put in this fence, you put in the fence the side where the rain runs down. But the thing is, when the rain runs down on your side, if I put something on this side, it's going to seep through.
Yeah.
You get me? So that's where you got that. And that's because you decided to have this fence instead of a wall.
No, I
was... And the man was like, And then I said, at the end of the day, because the daughter was there as well, trying to say, oh, no, 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 it's because, I said, listen, it's hot, yeah. I said, it's going to be hot all week, so just wait for it to dry, and then paint over it with your grey. Yeah. And then the man tried to tell me, I don't know, I always tried to say like, maybe you can, I said, no. I said, just paint over it. All right.
The man tried to say to the agent, so how much do you bench?
Nah, but the thing is, you know what it is. The thing is, yeah, is like
you're a big ladder.
In previous situations, that's reckless. When
it's painting this green all over there,
I really don't care.
If you've got previous history, you might be within his rights.
That's what I'm saying. Because the thing is, yeah. When I'm there,
two wrongs don't make a right, don't man.
I don't care.
No, but you should have seen that.
Nothing from nothing, Liz.
I don't care. So the fact is, yeah, is that
Eddie Murphy's dead.
The fact is, yeah, is that in previous situations when we had this little ruckus about this fence going up in the first place, yeah, like there was the man, a couple of people, and his builders. Man's trying to come in the noise. I'm running up my mouth to all of them. Because I was like, yo, what are you going on with? You're not putting the... I shouldn't be shouting down the mic, but still. I said, you're not putting the wall there. If you're going to put in a fence, it's going to be over there. You ain't taking...
Aid. Hella peeking, bro.
Nah, yeah, he's getting passionate, man. It's mad, though,
you know. The only reason why I'm saying it's mad is because, yeah, when I wasn't there, yeah, the neighbour and the neighbour's son tried to come with the guns to the wifey.
Oh, okay. Okay, intimidation flex now. But okay, now, okay, now I'm
wife cussed him out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
they don't know her, you know.
They don't know, you know.
He said, no, man.
They don't know her, you
know. Everyone knows my wife, you know. She cussed him out, saying, wait.
I think so, I can't come on.
You know what I mean?
If you know Mrs. Saxon, you know.
The fact is, I was just like, nah, don't try and come with no inaudibles. Don't bring the inaudible to me.
You know what you need? A Honda Civic. High bar. With a muffler and subwoofer bass.
No, but the joke is...
And Byron Messiah.
Yo, did you see what he was running with in London?
I seen him in London. I didn't see what he was running with.
Where, who?
What was Byron Messiah?
Oh, okay.
With flamethrowers.
What?
Wasn't it a video shoot?
It might have been, but fam, I'm like, fam, why you got the flamethrowers?
With a video shoot?
I'm like, come on, much. Come on.
Briggs.
Like actual flamethrowers or like a lighter and a linked gun?
No. It was a proper gun thing.
Probably the one from what's his name? You know, Elon Musk, he designed one.
No. It was sick
though. Number two rare though.
Yeah, man.
Elon Musk.
Big dough there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some proper dough that is.
They got like 20 racks. It was
sick. Those ones are.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Elon
man.
Musk has a flamethrower.
Yeah.
He did.
Aside from that.
With the facts.
Since though you didn't ask me how my week was.
I was getting there, but.
Okay, go on.
How was your week?
Okay, cool. So basically, yeah.
No, I don't know. You should have keep these episodes like...
Nah, but week was all right. Kids went back to school, thank God. But not in a bad way. Not in a bad way to say, oh, I can't stand it. Nah, it's just expensive. And by that, back to work, bodybuilding, mad thing. Madness. Trust me. I work with some strange people. I'll save that for another day.
Yeah, we got to do a bodybuilding special where we kind of just deep dive into what you experience.
No, bro. It's just mad. But anyway.
How was your week, Tim?
It's been trying.
Yeah.
It's been trying.
More gin house.
No, it's just work. Not work. Car. Car stuff.
Yeah, nah. I'm having the same, yeah.
I'm not going to incriminate myself, but...
Oh.
The car's running. Everything's okay. It's just like, yeah.
But theirs ain't.
No, not even that. I just need to sort some stuff out.
Allegedly, them LLT ones.
I'm not gonna incriminate myself.
Didn't have insurance.
Yo, you man tried this flavor.
It's the mystery flavor.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
How do you know? You did
Google it. No, it tastes like strawberry cheesecake.
I had one of those.
That's not this. Fuck your week then, fam.
Basically.
Now carry on with your illegal activity, Tim.
They're not illegal. Yeah, but, also, it was insurance renewal week.
Mad.
So you know, the joke is. So like, I thought, oh gosh, it's renewal on Monday. I need to get it sorted. So man's went on compared to market.
Meerkats
ain't helping man out.
Yo, they don't help no more, you know.
I heard it shit.
It don't help no more.
I was getting like, I was paying 80 something pound, yeah?
Really?
80 something pound a month, yeah.
How?
Next, the cheapest I got, 140.
Yep.
And I said, yep. I said,
that's cheaper than what I'm paying now. Really, no, I'll pay 133.
I said, you know what? Nah, I don't want to pay that. But over the weekend, I mentally like prepared myself because the team, it is what it is. That's
No. You know what it is? You know what it is?
I had a deposit.
So basically, it's they tell you to check it 28 days before.
Okay.
You get me? So when they send the renewal out, that's when you're supposed to check it. That's really,
okay.
That's when they're supposed to say, okay, cool. This is the one of the cheapest times we can give it to you.
But the joke is, yeah, so I was like resigned to myself, okay, Tim, you're going to have to pay 141. It is what it is. Like, you ain't getting no cheaper. So
it's double what you used to.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I feel the pain.
Mentally, I was like, okay, it's going to burn you, but you know what? C'est la vie. You need to get around. So, I was about to put
it.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. I was putting it on my phone, putting it through. And then just, you know, I missed that, you know. I fully missed that.
Hearsay was a group?
Was that a group from Popstars?
Yeah. I don't know where they're from.
Popstars, the Rivals or whatever it was called.
Hearsay.
Yeah. They're from there. Yeah.
Wasn't that the Alex Hunter story or something?
Oh, that was it's FIFA, bud.
That's FIFA.
Alex Hunter. What?
Alex Hunter.
What?
You're creative.
Go on.
Say.
No, I was going to say, how was your week, DJ?
I need to finish. So, I got to put all the details in, press confirm, and it says, not taken, it's not going through. I was like, but say, wagwan now. How can I not get insured? What's going on? I tried it again. Said no.
You just said it's forbidden, yeah?
He said no. I said, okay, all right. You know what? I'll come back to this in a second because I'm going to phone them. I just checked on my phone, went on my emails. This is how you know God works, you know, firm. Renewal from an old one come through, says, thanks for renewing. And the price is £90 a month.
Okay, that's
better. Okay.
Hallelujah. God, you see good. That?
Nice,
see that?
Nice.
Hallelujah. You know, who else said hallelujah? The Arsenal fans when Maguire came on, but anyway, carry on.
You know what? I've been trying to watch Match of the Day. It's not logging. It's not letting me watch it. I think they've realised that I don't have a TV.
Man.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Like, what do you watch on YouTube?
Why don't you just say you do?
I like to hear Linica in the
Why don't you just say you do?
No, it's not even giving me the option. It's just saying, can I open this program or whatever?
Mad.
Anyhow. Oh, I do like Linica in the
room. DJ.
Yeah. How was your week?
It was pretty blessed, you know. I ain't really done too much this week. I had a busy week last week. I gigged bare last week, so I was kind of just chilling this week because the sun was out. I decided I weren't really going to try to do too much, really.
Yeah.
Vibe out in the weather and ting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Top Boy's back.
It is.
Okay, do you watch it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't.
You don't?
You know what? I am the minority of people that don't watch shows like Top Boy because I'm just bored of it, bro. Like, you see me, like, if it's not gonna give me joke or build me up. And if it's going to basically traumatise me again because of street life,
nah,
I just can't be bothered. And it's a point that, you know what, bro, I haven't watched it since season one. And because so much has passed and because I'm like, yo, it's just road.
Season one road, of the new.
No, old.
Oh, Summer House.
Like, oh, I'm talking
OG,
like...
The OG series.
Yeah. Because I haven't watched it since then, bro, this is going to turn into a power situation when I've watched none of them.
But last season was really good at Top
Boy. It's great, but the thing is, bro, I'm not in the road thing.
Nah, but it was good because it wasn't so... Obviously, it's almost like road was the...
Put the cripple boy and had a cure.
Road was the, you know, where they are, the location, but the stories weren't necessarily road. Obviously, there was road stories. Basically, the last season, I call it season two, put a spotlight on a lot of everyone else's character. You know what I mean? Like, the girls had quite a... I don't remember. But like the mom, the community getting behind, saving the high rise, Jack, yeah, she had like a little love kind of story.
Okay. I didn't watch the last one. I watched Woman season with the before Salon. With Eurispec Sugar. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, last Kano's character, Sully. Yeah. His character wasn't so raw. Like, he obviously got dragged back into it, but he was quite, I think he's getting over the guy that died in the fire.
Jamie, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jamie dies. Thanks for telling me.
Nah, not Jamie. It wasn't Jamie. But it's not...
I think it's Jamie.
What his name's Jamie. I know his name's Jamie. I know that. But
the cracker you, innit?
Oh, is that Jamie?
He's a cracker. He's a cracker you, yeah.
What's the main character's name?
So, it's Deshane.
Deshane, no, Sully.
No, Jamie.
You know about Mayu? What's his name?
Michael.
What's his name?
Michael Ward. I forgot.
Michael Ward. His character is Jamie?
What's Jamie?
He's Jason. Is Jason then?
He's Jamie. Michael Ward, his character is Jamie.
I'm on about Jason.
What was that, Juice? What was that?
I don't know.
It's Jamie. I ain't gonna lie. You see, like, he'd be possessed.
it's definitely Jamie, though. I don't know what the guy's name is.
Jamie's Michael Ward, yeah.
I think you're right.
But
yeah.
I'm on about the. Do you remember that?
It's called Vocal Range, isn't it?
Don't use the voice.
Vocal Range, isn't it? What was that? Juice, tenor. How's my tenor
Juice,
voice?
Juice uses that voice when he goes to the cash out.
Keep the change.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Top Boy's good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let's keep on. You're looking forward to Drake's album? Or you?
Is it supposed to be coming out soon?
22nd September.
Oh, is it actually a release
date? No.
Yeah, he gave a date today.
Okay, no worries.
Oh, so wonderful. I'm kind of like
For the dogs.
For the dogs.
For the dogs. No,
it's just doing the voice.
It's for the dog.
No, I want you to do it in that voice you just said to do.
It's not how it reads though.
Do it in the voice.
It's for the dogs.
Do the voice, man. Do the voice.
There's no voice.
Do the voice.
Have you seen the album? No, because I know what you're saying, but like, if it was, you know, if you're talking about DMX or something, then I can't
do the voice.
There's no voice for Drake.
Do the voice.
No, there's no Drake song that commands that voice.
You're on a podcast, yeah, just do the voice.
No, I'm not. What? I'm trying to see the correlation, like.
We're on a podcast, do the voice.
So now I should do voice with the voice.
Upon request. Are you going to do the voice?
You know, I'm being pressured to do something. Just do it.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, do the voice. Now, carry on.
Are you looking forward to that album?
What
are you expecting from that album? What are your expectations?
Part of me is kind of... You see with Drake, if it was anyone like... okay. So if it was Cole...
Yeah,
with the album coming out, I'm like, yeah, I'll look forward to it because I'll play it because, you know. But with Drake, because Drake knows, irrespective of what I put out, he's going to bust platinum. And irrespective of what I put out, people will play it. And irrespective of what I put out,
I don't know if irrespective is actually a word. But carry on.
I know what you're saying, though. I don't know if it is a word.
It is a word.
He was a teacher. I ain't gonna argue.
But regardless,
science teacher.
Boom, good word.
Regardless of what is the majority of the album, Drake knows he can put in a couple of lines in each song. It's like Drake can write something, crap, Instagram caption, crap, Instagram caption, and people will pick onto it. Yeah. Now, because Drake isn't tested by anyone.
What do you mean tested?
In terms of like, no one's testing his pen. One's testing his position because him, Cole, Kendrick are like, because those three are how can I explain it? Above. If it's not one of them saying anything, it don't matter. It's a case that.
Well, I think we're disagreeing. Drake doesn't have to worry about what anyone's saying.
Drake doesn't have to worry because the thing is,
he's not going to sweat if anyone says anything about him other than those two, I guess.
But in terms of his pen, Drake won't say nothing because at the end of the day, it's like, yo, Cole's my man. Kendrick's Kendrick. He ain't going to really.
Nah.
Kendrick don't trouble nobody.
No,
so it's like, who?
Drake?
You what?
Him and Drake. They're They're very subliminal.
Subliminal, yes.
Yeah. Very
but
subliminal.
I'm talking about like...
So for example, yeah, back when... The latest one was that that throwaway tune that Kendrick and Keem did.
It's like that. Don't disrespect the tune like that. Throwaway tune.
It was a throwaway?
It was a big tune.
It's a big tune, but like, what's it on?
Which one?
The one where that is...
Hillbillies.
I know it's on.
Yeah, Hillbillies.
It's like the lead singles, whatever's coming up next. Apparently they're doing an EP, the Hillbillies.
Okay, well, I didn't know they're doing that. Well, but on that, like on that tune, yeah, because it's like the same kind of...
We go.
Especially Keem's really going. Keem sounds like he's really going.
I've not heard it.
He's not going at Drake. Don't put it on because we don't want to get this blocked. Fam.
It's not going to get blocked.
Yeah.
It's 1 second.
You say that, yeah. You say that, and for the rest of this video.
God, no, I want you to get the vibe on it. You got the vibe in it.
So you're trying to talk, and all people can hear is.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Everything's muted.
For 1 second. Go on, carry on anyway.
But yeah, on that, he's kind of, I don't know if it's mimicking, but he's doing like the, what is it? Is it from, it's not Sticky. Is
I think I know. It's kind of Sticky.
Flow. Yeah. And he flipped it and it's literally kind of,
but I don't think that's the shot.
Some in Dyars to.
I don't think that's the shot.
I don't think that's a shot though. Because
they've had history and they're going backwards.
Yeah, but I don't think that's. Yeah, I know.
Even on Travis's what's it called? On Travis's
and I'm Family Ties. There's lines.
Pusha and
Pharrell.
The fact that Drake points out Pusha and Pharrell, that's different. You get me? That's different.
That's not subliminal. That's just not direct. Name. Yeah.
You get me? But in terms of anybody else. Drake don't care, bruv.
Kendrick says something. He's blessed with Cole. Even Cole the brethren. But when Kendrick says something, but I think, once again, what Kendrick said, say my name, and you see the boogeyman come out.
But the thing is, though...
To whatever effect he said that.
But yeah. Ultimately, yeah, my point is, if Drake did say something about Kendrick...
Mm.
Is Kendrick going to run to the studio and drop a tune?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
10,000%.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Met this man, say his name.
That nigga's been waiting.
Yeah. He's got the pajama line. He's got so many lines for Drake. He's just waiting. He's just waiting. It's just like how when he went at Big Sean and him. Like,
yeah.
Like, say name. Have you heard that, man? French Montana and all that.
Yeah. But I still don't think...
He's waiting.
Okay,
fam. This is on release.
I'm still talking over this so that we don't get pulled this down. We'll talk about this later. Yeah. We're talking about this. I'm talking over this tune just so that it does not get pulled down. This is.
You guys are scared.
Yeah,
it's an unreleased song.
That's fine.
It's an unreleased song.
If you said to me, "I'm playing the tune in the voice," I would have stopped talking.
It's an unreleased song, but yo,
yeah. He's the voice, not Lil Durk.
You get me?
Anyhow, my point is
there's bars
that...
there for Big Sean, French Montana, and I forgot who the other guy was, but there's literally.
But even Sean are cool now. So
yeah,
I'm what I'm saying. Old.
That is
it says F subliminals. I'm putting your names, and it says French Montana's name, it says Big Sean's. I'm sure there's someone else.
Yeah.
I still think
J Electronica.
Yeah, them two still.
I still think that
make Drake say Kendrick's name.
Make him.
But at the same time...
But he's not going to.
He's not going to.
Drake ain't going to say Kendrick's name. Shook. He's going to keep dropping the lines.
He cares. I think he's shook.
He cares about Kendrick.
I don't think he does.
Do you know why? The reason why I think he cares is because if he says something about Kendrick, Kendrick's going to come out and Kendrick has a fan base. Don't get me wrong. They're not as strong as his. But he has a large enough fan base that he can't say like... Hilarious. So it's a large enough fan base that he can't just like little sun him, like push him away.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's the reason
why. That's what he tried to do with Pusha, but Pusha destroyed him.
Yeah, I know that.
And you know what? In a weird way, yeah, that's what he does with Cole. He's always sunning Cole by giving him love and respect, if that even makes sense.
Yeah, it's like
I love you so much because you're not threatened.
Disarming him.
I get what you're saying.
Like Kendrick, I don't think he could even pull Kendrick out and be like, yo, this is the greatest rapper ever. Like, but you can't do that with Kendrick.
No.
Because he knows Drake is little bro to Kendrick.
Do you remember when, Damn dropped, yeah, and Drake didn't drop that year. Yeah. And then he said something to like, oh yeah, that's great that Kendrick's doing Rare Tay Tay, blah, blah, blah. But you know that it was insincere and he's saying it because, yo, I'm watching you.
Mm.
It's not because like, yo, I really respect like Kendrick Sigma Rare. Yeah. It's like, no, stop it.
Those two.
Stop like, it.
I just think that
took
at
a sensitive rapper
time,
back up in his pajamas because, or something.
Yeah, that was like,
because sensitive. Drake is where he is. Like, for him to lose after the loss he took to Pusher, it's going to take something monumental.
But what you're saying, though, like, a loss to Pusher. So many people didn't know who Pusher was before that beef.
Yeah, but those are just...
No, but those are the people Drake cares about.
Yep.
Drake cares about being the guy to those
at
people.
The top. True.
He is the metronome, if anything.
I just people
are going to be like, wait, Kendrick, like, people, even people that ain't really deep into music know that Kendrick is up there with Drake. So if Kendrick puts a chink in his armor, that's going to, you know, that's really going to hurt Drake.
But that's the thing, like, we've seen Drake win and lose and...
against people that he's always, that's clear above.
Yeah.
But even so...
It's like, okay.
But the fact that, yeah, people would say, those people who don't know, would say Drake is above Pusher and he lost. Yeah. And that's not really knocked him. That was more personal. Now, when he went to at Meek, people would say he's above him already and he won. Now, because he's been in both situations, I don't think that's going to make much difference.
Nah, let me drop an analogy. Imagine now, yeah. Say Drake's Man City.
Mm.
Man City lose to mid-table team.
Man United?
Nah, like...
you're just doing that for Bants.
Nah. Like, I wouldn't say Man United.
You like that one?
Man City lose to Wolves. No one's going to be like,
okay,
oh,
that's not happening.
You know what I mean? And then Man City lose to Brighton. No one ain't really gonna question City's position. Mm. But then City lose to Munich, Bayern, people are gonna be like, oh, maybe they're not number one in the world. Maybe they're not, you know what I mean? That's when you start assessing their position in the world. Not when you lose to Brighton and Wolves, when you lose to your peers.
Yeah. I hear that. I hear what you're saying there.
So, and I think Drake is almost petrified against going against his peers.
He's petrified of going against his peers. We're not
Imagine him going against Cole. Cole's going to...
Cole would destroy him.
It'll be horrible.
It's a different vibe because Cole's different. Cole's like, yo, I'm just on about peace and love. Just like, yo.
No, but this is the difference. When it comes to a Drake diss track from Cole or a Cole diss track from Drake, it doesn't really matter how you vibe then. It's like, yo, what was said on those 3-4 minutes of song? Imagine Cole doing... 4 minutes of bars.
I would destroy you.
Like, even, what was it? Lost Profits.
Yeah.
And people saying...
Exactly, it was about Kanye. It was just, like, this is what I'm saying. Cole, you know what I mean? If Cole did that, Cole would obliterate him, like, verbally and, like...
So Drake's going to make sure that he don't get that from Kendrick.
I don't know. But anyway.
To be, the joke is, I wasn't even... I mean, mentioning Drake's album, I was more... I don't think this album is a bars thing or levels thing. I think it's more the sound, like... A clip came out and I think they were doing a video shoot and it sounded like Yachty. I don't know how familiar you are with Yachty style. No, but when Drake does it, it's not too bad. I don't know. Have you listened to her last?
No. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so you know like...
The way you said it, I thought you said, have you listened to Hair Loss? Yeah. I was like, Hair Loss? No, I don't know. That must be a Yachty album that I haven't heard of.
I'm going to pause it before it's said, but you need to control the diction. Okay. Because like you, between the voice and hair loss, we're starting to lose what you're saying. Okay.
I didn't. Okay. Sorry.
You need to do it in the voice.
I said that's a personal show, you know.
Say in the voice.
No.
What was that laugh?
Yo, why am I coming for me like? What's going on?
Not too much on juice today.
Nah, I'm dehydrated, yeah. So maybe that's why I'm not getting the words. But,
did the voice.
Just roll me around. You heard Back Outside Boys?
Yeah.
Jumbo shit. Jumbo. Yeah. That's kind of the Yachty. That's Drake leeching off Yachty. Yeah. That's what he's doing now. Like, if people, because Drake's got a really good way of leeching off artists, but being
making
friends
his
with
own
them as well.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, he's friends with Skepta. That's why Views parts of it, you know what I mean, that era. He's friends with Jamaica. You know what I mean? That's what you know what I mean? Like, Drake would be your friend. Oh, Drake, so then
I just think...
and then half of his album will sound like you.
Yeah,
what,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah,
yeah. Friends, like, when did I make this album?
Yeah, yeah.
Man's been standing next to you, recording you talking. Yeah. Man, will record words you're saying, yeah, and then you hear it on his album. As
no,
he's real. Writing stuff.
Back Outside Boys has got Yachty ad libs all over it. Word. Like, there's no Yachty on the song.
Man's like, Man's I thought he was messing stuff. Around when he was doing that. No,
he's
no,
writing recording. Stuff and saying, yo, can you read this out for me?
Yeah,
can you read it for me.
I think for me, because you may be going down that route, it's like, bro, like. We kind of at the point where it's not about, okay, he's going to drop bars. It's literally about how does it sound and da da da. And that's why I'm not really invested. I'm not really too fussed.
I'm more interested to see how it's received because, I mean, how I receive
but,
it, I should say.
But you've got to see that because of, what was that album called?
The Dance One.
Yeah.
Honestly, never mind.
That one. Yeah. Because of the, because he put that out and... Some people received it well. Some people were like, nah, this is trash. And then some people were like, you know what? It's not my kind of cup of tea. However, I know it's going to work.
But that's like a... That album was like a... What's it called? Not a decoy. But, you know, people are looking for... anticipating something. And then you put something else out. And it's like, oh, anticlimactic almost.
Yeah.
Obviously, CLB kind of flopped. Yeah. But people were like, okay, what's...
Well, yeah.
No, there wasn't even an anticipation because it was a surprise album, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't even... Like, I'm basically... What I'm trying to say is I'm still... looking forward to what Drake puts out after CLB.
I'm not.
Because we've got the dance album and we got an album with 21 Savage. What does Drake put out after CLB? Because CLB didn't do what it was supposed to do.
You know what's weird when you say it like that? Okay, the... At the time, the drop of Honestly Nevermind was hot off the heels of this idea that dance music's going to be the new wave.
Yeah, yeah.
And then... Beyonce dropped, what's it called? What's the latest album called?
Renaissance.
Renaissance.
Yeah, Renaissance.
Which is like, obviously, heavily...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
But the landscape's just been Afrobeat, so...
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I mean, I think...
Really work?
That's almost like saying that was their kind of attempt to not do Afrobeat. Because obviously, I don't want to say Afrobeats is kind of dancey. Say, I'm a piano.
I'm a piano.
It's got that dancey feel. Yeah. But if the Americans aren't feeling I'm a piano and African vibes, here's your EDM album. Here's your house. This is us doing that, but without African. You know what I mean?
Without the African, man.
But like now, even like now, like this Sticky, Hillbillies, Ice Spice, Deli. Sure, the baby's got one. Like, dun, 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 dun.
They call it Miami...
Jersey House. Yeah, yeah. House. Like that's kind of the bounce at the moment. But
I just look at it and think, like, well, it. At the end of the day, I know that people are probably thinking, okay, cool, Drake is a rapper, but he's probably saying to himself, no, I'm just an artist. And he can put out whatever he wants. Now, in terms of...
Pause.
In terms of people... looking as a rapper, it's slowly starting to change because of what he's putting out. So because of that, he's more free to put out whatever he feels like it.
Yeah.
I thought as you put him, you're funny.
No. But you know what's kind of sad about that? You're saying people don't look at him as a rapper as much.
Well,
I think it's the opposite way. I think people look at rappers like him. Basically, people look at Drake and they're not looking, you know, people don't really care about the lyrics. And
yeah. Whatever.
And because that's not how you're measuring Drake, pause, because that's not how you're measuring Drake, I can't think of another word. That's not how you're measuring him. That's not how we're measuring other rappers now. It's literally Drake is an image, Drake is a vibe, Drake's a product. So now your next rapper that you're looking for.
He's not a rapper. He's not about lyrics. He's just product, about the vibe. Yeah. He's a product, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, whereas if Cole was a standard.
Yeah.
Then the next rapper that you're looking to has to kind of measure up to Cole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But because it's Drake, image, vibe, captions.
You know what's mad?
That's what we're looking for in the next.
I was on on YouTube the other day and I saw that old clip of Uzi. Lil Uzi.
Oh, rapping like back in the day.
No, when he went up to Hot 97.
Oh.
And him and Ebro were arguing.
Okay.
Ebro was saying, so what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna put a beat on, you're gonna freestyle. And then he's just like, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
He's like, that's what's wrong with you new rappers now. You got no bars, where this, that, and the other. It's like, trust me, I'm a rock star.
And this is it?
I'm a rock star. My fans, they get it.
Like, just because someone is black, it doesn't mean they have to be a rapper.
But it's weird because he's in the rap space.
Yeah, but the thing
you
is,
know what I mean?
But the thing is, my point is, yeah, like, this is kind of like the Jason Derulo thing. Jason Derulo is an R&B singer. He's a pop singer.
Yeah, who's black.
Who is black. So when you're black, like, the industry sometimes kind of paints it like you're supposed to be an R&B singer.
Yeah.
Because you sing about love, but you're not. You're just a pop singer. Yeah. I mean, it's all weird. Like, it's all weird. It's all mishmash now. Drake hasn't helped the situation. It just made it worse. But we move.
Did you lot see Miguel hanging from himself?
Fam, when I saw that,
you mentioned R&B in it. I feel like that was a good segue.
It was horrendous. I felt like, ugh.
Yeah, same.
Ugh.
It all start with a laugh.
Miguel's skin.
Yeah.
He's back.
I don't even know what man was chatting about, man. Mega technical difficulties.
Yeah, technicals. In it. Scrolling the gram through production.
Right, so where were we?
Where was we? You missed the whole Dread topic. I feel like you would have enjoyed being part of that Dread topic. You know?
You lot was talking about Drake?
Yeah.
Oh, was you lot talking about he's one of them?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
No, we didn't.
I don't really care. I don't really care. I'm only here to slander Drake, really.
It was some Drake slander.
Okay.
A little bit.
Well, fuck that nigga. There you go. There's my contribution.
Oh, you know what? Seen something.
Wait. Why are you still?
No. That's not what I'm trying to find. You guys talk for a minute, Carl. I seen something the other day.
Say it in the voice.
Shut up, man. Yeah.
You see the voice of the streets.
Yo. Where did
I see it? Voice of the streets.
I seen something over there.
About what was it saying? No,
I'm just saying something else now. I seen something over there. You know the Drake song, The Drake and the Weeknd, that was AI generated?
Yeah.
It's been submitted for a Grammy.
Shut up.
What?
Yeah. It's been submitted for a Grammy because apparently the lyrics were written by an
actual
person.
Did it get submitted or did they just say it could get submitted? Because I seen the Grammy response, but I didn't know it was like, I didn't hear that it was submitted.
The Grammy, okay, you know more than me. I just seen the headline.
I just seen that the Grammy said that it's legible or eligible.
I feel like I saw that.
It's been written by someone.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that it was AI generated means nothing. But I don't know if it was actually put up for a Grammy, but they did have something to say about it.
Mad thing.
I sent a little piece as well.
Huh?
You know when people write a lot in their captions and get their editorial on their journalists?
Their think pieces. Their social justice warrior think pieces.
Now, this one was about music and it was about basically, you know how back in the day you'd have a one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
Now you have a one verse wonder.
Yeah.
Because of TikTok and all that. So what happens is the audience will know you one line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is TikTok's
worth of bars.
I can play this clip because it's from a live performance. So you know Steve Lacy.
Yeah.
I wish I knew you wanted me. Was heard on the radio or something? But that song was. I don't listen to radio.
He was making beats out of his iPhone, and I said, "Hell no!"
That song was everywhere.
Okay.
What the hell am I listening to that for, bro? You think I come from listening to good quality studio albums to listen to a nigga making tunes off his iPhone? Dude? Fuck.
But literally, so he's on stage. This is the chorus, isn't it?
Oh, this is where he gets Bex.
And then the verse starts. No one knows it. So he's like, "What?" Sing the verse.
No, the verse. Bex with the crowd in it starts like skitzing out.
Like
is that the full clip? Because there's like, I remember
that. Nah, that ain't a full clip.
Because that's like quite an old clip in it, but I remember like the uproar about it. Like he fully skitzed out on the crowd in that and like went mental.
But I see that all the time, like, especially like when you're in like a dance or a rave and that. And it's like, one phone call, is it? You know what I mean? And then people know that one line. Eh?
Okay.
People know that one line.
Singing all the lyrics in the Yardie Dance, fam. But, I can't lie.
I can't really use the Yardie Dance because literally people know line for line. But the bare places you go and you hear the one line that's on TikTok, but everyone knows, and then the rest of the song it goes quiet for.
But the thing is, with today's society and the way that information is pushed and shoved down your throat, it's kind of like inevitable. And this one verse wonders is going to be more and more, just because at the end of the day, songs have got shorter and the ability of, bro, the fact is that artists can now use AI if they wanted to write songs, and we wouldn't know because they're just putting out the project.
Oh, so you're saying not to not to generate their voice, but just to write the lyrics?
Just to write the lyrics.
Yeah. Do you reckon? Ooh, that's an interesting topic. Like, how does that fare for songwriters?
That's what I'm saying. And the thing is, what I'm saying is, like, if you think about it now, if they're using AI to do that, obviously, when it comes to, because everything that is on social media, everything that is kind of like put out there in terms of visually and audio is picked up and put up through algorithms, bro, they just ring off because the AI is going to pretty much put together something that it will favor anyway.
You know what I seen over there as well? I had a little scroll and I seen basically, I think it was a guy who was on holiday and he said, like, he'd made an app that makes it look like he's live streaming. So, say I'm in Samina Ibiza and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm on live stream. And then you go to a girl, yeah, I'm on live stream. She sees that you're on live stream to 41K. Now she's on you. Literally, Dean is like, yo, he's like, oh, this girl wouldn't leave me alone. Now she's seen it. I was on 20 something K. The manager came over, invited me to VIP, boom, boom, boom. He's like, oh, later that night, I went to a club. I showed the manager that I was streaming to 41. So he let me go behind the DJ booth and this girl's on me now. Like, but what was happening as well, literally, he said he created the app. It was AI, you know, the comments that come up.
Mm.
It was AI generated comments.
Yeah.
So the AI responding to what you could see on camera.
That's crazy.
Obviously, if I'm in a booth in this beach and, beach cool. You know what I mean? Like the AI generated comments.
That just shows you the...
Oh, that's scary. Like, that is, you know.
That's scary, you know.
Because that's sick, yeah, but also, like, that geese is a fucking weirdo.
fucking weirdo, bro.
That's genius. That's like full-on little nerdy computer boy inside outside behavior.
That's
fam.
Genius, though. That's how you get some vagina.
Mark Zuckerberg behavior. No, it's not, fam.
That's how he gets.
Yo, that's wild.
That's how he gets.
That's how you get vagina.
Yeah, Juice is co-signing it.
I'm
Juice is trying to find
him on the back still. So,
Juice is messaging him. Say, yo, fam, send me that link. Let me download that right now.
You're only in the beta mode. No, don't worry about that, fam. Give it to me anyway.
I'd buy that.
I'll be a tester.
I'll get that. Test it for free.
I'd use that for my Audi shop. Like, yo, look, I've got 41K people on
give
live
me these
stream.
Groceries. I don't care.
I'll rate these groceries if you let me. Let me set off.
I know firsthand.
I know.
Audi will not give you nothing.
They are not giving you nothing.
One of them shops. I don't know anyone that's worked for Aldi that has a good word to say about the motherfuckers.
Pretty sweet, man.
The great, don't you dare talk about Aldi like that.
I think you see,
everyone looks happy in Aldi.
With the way that all the technology is progressing, it's just scary that it can respond to things that are on the screen. Now, it's one thing like analyzing what's on the screen and like making a notice or whatever. But the fact that it's got the intelligence to respond, like in response to our juices, there are video of Juice. Oh, I like your beard. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. That's scary, fam.
It's cool, though. I think it's cool.
This is you again talking to your friend on Snapchat.
Yeah. I was literally just about to say, this is the same thing. It was on Snapchat going crazy.
Imagine, imagine Connors. Imagine if I popped up to it like after all these weeks.
Where have you been?
The AI was like,
could be you too. I said, what are you up to?
You need help, you know.
Anyway.
We gotta keep an eye on Juice in this whole AI thing.
I haven't been on it since we did that one test episode.
Okay.
That was the last time. But Burna Boy album.
Yeah, man. To be fair, I like it.
Wait, did you just sound like you just sound like I just dropped you midway through? You gotta build it up, man. Like,
true, you know.
The Burna Boy album. Yeah. So, Burna Boy, yeah, good. Well, yeah.
Okay, cool. So Burna Boy drops.
It's like
his album.
Burna Boy album. Yeah, in conclusion.
Like, so basically, Burna Boy drops his album, went to number
I told
one.
Them.
Big up, big up, big up.
Mm-hmm. It went number one.
Big yeah, man. Sure. First was it the first Afro? It's the first Afrobeats album to go number one, but in terms of
he didn't do that already.
Nah,
I don't know. I was gonna say
first time.
I mean, went number one where before. Like in the
here?
Oh here,
yeah, yeah, man.
Oh
yeah,
okay.
Number one.
I'm not like a fan like that. You don't know me. I don't really be doing the whole album and listening to music things. But, so I wouldn't know. But
to be honest, you popped up and you was like, "Oh, listen to Burna Boy's album for the podcast," and I listened, and I got nothing to say.
You got nothing to say?
It's just a great album, isn't it? Like,
yeah, man.
It's just good music.
I think...
All I know is, when I hear Afrobeats from Burna Boy, it just sounds top quality.
Yes.
But it's so it should.
Yes.
His levels above everyone else.
It should sound like that. You know
but
what
is
mean?
That same more like non-African ear?
Like clean water, in it. Like
you, can, you know what it is? Like,
but same with Wizkid. That Wizkid album was absolutely incredible.
That was actually
but you know what?
Sensational.
You know what?
Incredible music.
Made in Lagos, that one.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, that was it.
Bro,
yeah.
Like, even though, you know what's mad?
His Burna album just sounds clean.
Burna Boy's album, Wizkid's two, like these last two albums from Wizkid, bro.
Another one since Lego.
Yeah. Bro, Wizkid's latest one, yeah.
Can't be better than Made in Lagos.
Made in Lagos is what, like,
bro,
nearly 5 years
now. But you know what it is? You know what it is?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
19, I think it was. 2019.
Yeah, it's like the newer album for Wizkid, for me, it's more African.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And not as Western. And some of the beats are more yardy. And
like,
because the mix and blend is sick.
I'll check it.
Honestly, yeah. Two Sugars. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's a song on Wizkid's album.
Oh, shame. I thought.
Chin. Man, you know! Bad Boy tune that! Yo. Nah.
Let me play it.
Bad Boy tune,
don't
you know.
Do that now.
Yo,
don't
like,
do it
nah,
now.
Trust me, fam.
Don't do
nah, trust me. The tune's cold, you know.
You like, this video
it's one of them tunes, yeah.
You can get copyright strikes on that.
You just put on
whiskey.
You can't bust a good wine.
Are you saying whiskey can't have copyright claims?
No, I'm saying. Not, oh, Two Sugar. Okay.
Yeah.
I put Two Sugars.
Nah, the tune is cold, fam. Like, yo. Nah, the tune's sick, you know. You can't play it.
More love, less ego.
That'll get pulled down. But basically, it's just top quality. Even Davido's album.
None of it. I don't know if he's got one.
That's who I'm not rating, by the way.
Davido.
Yeah.
Davido.
Bro, I've liked him from Time.
That's who I'm not rating. I don't think I've heard much from him that has excited me. Yeah. Like when you hear a Wizkid tune or a Burna tune, and you're like,
I know what you're saying. It's not unless it's maybe slightly below. Wizkid and
but
Burna.
Also, did not he enough. Like was his thing before actually, these not. Man in it? Like, I feel like he was the guy before these man was the guy in it.
With Davido, I find it that because you see, like,
also from now on, I'm just gonna call him David because why are we putting it
David?
Oh, in terms of like what's pushed out there,
like Nelly.
I think that because of the Skepta link
time.
And the Drake link from Wizkid. He's been pushed more forward to, like, the everyday people.
Also, David be on the internet embarrassing himself, man.
But
his child passed away.
All right, don't do that.
Yeah, so you can't say that now.
Don't do that. Yes, I can.
No, yeah.
Yes, I can. You can still embarrass yourself.
No. Man's grieving.
Big him up in it, big him up in it, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, yo, Burna album.
Back to Burna's album.
Because I want to know what it was. I want you to, like...
I think, you know what it was? I'll tell you what was mad.
Because I'm not like...
Let me say one thing.
That was a sick album, African Giant.
Insane album.
One thing I was kind of a bit...
I don't think this is as good as it.
Cold feature.
I'm still waiting for that tune to drop.
I was like...
The drums.
Burna Boy and J. Cole.
I was waiting for the drums.
I want to hear that.
You know the joke is?
That, I wasn't. People need to stop collabing just because you've got status.
Yeah.
Man. Because honestly, yes. Yeah. Why the fuck do I want to hear Burna Boy and J. Cole?
That didn't need to happen, you
know? What are you rapping about? What are you rapping about?
It was
lullaby-ish,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a bit lullaby-ish.
It didn't need to happen.
Like, what are you talking about? What are you going to tell me on this tune?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, there's no need for that tune.
Thank you.
I don't want to hear it, man.
I didn't hear it. I literally didn't get into that Dave tune.
And you know as well, you see the Dave tune. You see the Dave tune. Yes, it's good. However, I'm the type of person, like, if I'm listening to an Afrobeats album, no offense, I don't want no rapper on there, you know?
Exactly. That's also a thing.
I don't want
a
rapper on there.
It's an Afrobeats album.
Skeppy.
No, Skepta's different. Skepta's
also from Nigeria, though.
Yeah. So Skepta's, Nigerian.
Dave's Nigerian, I think. Or is it Ghanaian?
Dave.
His family's
I don't care.
Family's Nigerian.
But I don't want Dave. Same. I want Skepta. Only Skepta can pass. Yeah? Because Skepta is cold on WizKid's 2 albums.
Mm.
And he's cold on Davido's album as well.
And then when I got the UK flex, so it kind of like, because then when I saw heavily linked to the UK,
a
UK artist,
he's going to fit slightly better. Aside from that, I don't want no rappers.
Let me just land this.
Apart from Skepta.
Let me just land this. The reason
no,
why.
No, I'm Skepta.
Reason
you're not Skepta, you're not letting him.
Yeah, you can't get in the club.
Skepta sounds so sick. And the reason why Scorcher sounds so sick on drill. The reason why Get sounds sick on everything.
Grime.
Of grime,
the school of grime. I've been telling man this, you know. You see, when a man comes from the school of grime, you've mastered the art of rapping. Like Max. Grime sets, when the DJ's slapping Max. Bare rhythms, yeah. And then you got bare 140 grime rhythms, then he's gonna drop something else that's 70 or 140 yeah. That's not a grime rhythm.
Yeah.
You
gotta
keep spraying your bars and just being in that environment of having to spit. Like,
I like
the only
point.
Man that can
I
really,
do that point, yeah,
only man that can really jump in that kind of level. It's probably like. Jungle MCs.
Yeah, I feel like you can always tell when if I hear a rapper now, like today, I can tell if they're rooted in grime.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the time when you're writing raps, you're writing either to the beat or to specific pockets in the beat. When you're writing grime, you're just writing to 140. You're writing to 140.
These new rappers ain't on it like that. These new rappers are whack, blood. This is me calling all you new rappers whack.
It's a bit uncalled for.
One day later, so DJ, can I help with this tune? Yeah. In his head, you're whack. But man.
Big up all my clients though.
don't need all the rapper apart from Skepta. And the album's good, man. Like my favorite tune is Normal.
Oh, that's what I was doing.
Normal.
I was looking. There's a song. Normal? Is it Cheat on Me? Oh, that's the one with Dave.
Cheat on Me.
I like
that's
that one.
Dave.
Yeah. I do like that one.
Cheat on Me. That's the name of the song.
Yeah. Wait, that J. Cole song was track 14.
Yeah,
bro. I do not get that far in the album.
The end.
I did not realize it was. This is a short album, isn't it? Okay, bro.
Short. Fam, I get to eight. Love. I get to 8 songs. I'm like, Jesus,
you're
Lord,
EP,
save
man.
Me.
You're not bored of the album.
I just didn't realize.
I get bored of the album. Not gonna lie.
That I'd been listening to it for 47 minutes.
To be fair, with albums, for me, I usually end... Like, if an album's long, I usually end up splitting it into 2 halves. Yeah. Like, you see, when Potter dropped Training Day 3, I was listening to the first half of it for time. Yeah. But that's because, for me, that's one of, like, best rap projects that have come out of this country in a while. But, like, I was listening to the first half for time, and all the tunes on it were slapping hard.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, I couldn't get past it. And then when I listened to the second half, I made it past, like, whatever track it was. I was like, oh... All of these tunes are hard, but like now, in my brain, I listen to it as 2
you're
halves, like
at,
separated it.
What's it got like?
I don't know. I just know when I hear it.
Sing it. Sure, you know. That's some carnival tune.
I'm not going
to. It's kind of concerning how much Burna Boy activates Adrian's need to move.
It's true. I think it was If I'm Lying, you know. I think it was If I'm Lying.
Tune is bad.
If I'm Lying.
That tune single. Is serious. I think that was the lead single, Was that the one I heard everyone gassing
on? That is a good tune.
The lead single? I don't think it was If I'm Lying.
I don't think it's If I'm Lying.
It was Big Seven.
Okay, you see
world.
That tune, Big Seven?
I'm not that keen.
I'm not that keen. But, like, the part where Virgil's talking.
Alright,
people. Yeah, fam. What's talking about?
Let's keep it to Virgil's.
Yeah.
Like, what's he talking about?
Is that the one we're talking about? The album cover.
Virgil's,
yeah.
Boy.
I see what he's talking.
I feel like he was just giving his vision for the cover. which is kind of what the cover is now, isn't it?
Yeah. Cover. But I'm just like, also, I just want to say, yeah. Huh?
Was Virgil speaking to Burna Boy specifically? Or
apparently. I imagine so.
And pulled up the old voice note.
Yeah.
Array.
Also, I do like the Wu-Tang references.
Yeah.
And that GZA and RZA were on there. And just like the little snippets.
Oh. Sorry, Apple Music here. I've got this listed as Afrofusion.
Yes,
Afrofusion. And I was gonna say it sounds like Afro. It doesn't sound as Afro as
Same but like in terms of,
I don't know if I like that though. Afrofusion.
He says it on there.
He says it himself.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But it's like I like the Wu-Tang references. I like the, you know, the Kung Fu parts because, you know, I grew up on Kung Fu movies.
You know what? I'm sick of J. Cole now, you know.
I've been sick of him. Let's get into it.
Well, I don't know because I feel like I really want to hear an album from him. But
DJ, he's like, I've been waiting on this guy.
At one point, I was looking like forward, like, you see our featuring J. Cole. He's like, yeah, featuring J. Cole. Now it's like, featuring J. Cole.
This one is not needed.
He's moving like a United.
He's got the one with United fan.
Living on past glory.
I heard that, yes. Not needed.
Yeah, it's
that's
like,
feel
yeah.
About
like
you, Jermaine.
The featuring J. Cole now, it's kind of, it's kind of like.
He needs to have a break. He literally needs to just stop rapping for a bit.
Get a retweet.
Build up, like, hold up. Just like, you know, when, like, you see that meme where that boy's really stretched out. Just build some of that. Have a, like, 6 months of that. And then put out an album, just lyrically obliterate everybody.
Yeah.
But have you heard the intro to Summer Walker's EP? No.
Yeah.
Call me when you get. It's actually sick. But why is J. Cole the intro of your album, like, song? Like, I don't know. Just drop an album, innit?
Yeah. But
do what the big boy is doing, innit?
The album's good, man. Album's good. Burna Boy album's good. I like it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I'll try again.
Did you see that J. Cole said that Get Rich or Die Tryin' was the greatest album of all time?
I did see that.
Well, I'm not mad at that shout. It's, you know, definitely what? Not, but like,
yeah,
I'm not.
See, I did.
I'm not mad at the shout though.
I wanted to be mad at it. Yeah. At the same time, I get it. Yeah,
I get it.
I get it.
Not, but like,
don't get me wrong. You see, like, for me, in terms of what, okay, cool. There's a few iconic albums that have been around in my life in terms of actually experiencing its impact on the culture. And impact on music.
Cultural impact is second to none. I don't know many albums that have had the cultural impact of Get Rich or Die Tryin'.
The first one for me was Doggy Style.
That's up there. I hear it. That's up there.
Yeah. See, this is go.
Doggy Style, because Dre and Snoop like killed it. Like, I was 10, and I could see Snoop Dogg on the top of the record store. I'm getting goose pimples. Top of the record store, Afro rapping. And I'm like, yo, that's sick. And that is what drew me into rap music. Mm. The next one, I'd say, was... you see, Nas Illmatic was different. It's a bit different. But aside from that, Blueprint.
Blueprint was iconic, yeah.
It, track for track... It introduced Kanye. That just, boom.
I'd say from...
That flipped everything.
I remember that. My uncle had the blue vinyl in everything.
You get me? Flipped everything.
The Blueprint was like the time when Jay actually said, no, I'm different from all you niggas.
Yeah.
And it visibly showed, you know, over here.
Yeah, that's the real. If you know hip-hop, there's no debate.
Yeah.
You know, there's like, you can have your icons, you can have your favorites, you can do what you want, but like,
Blueprint,
you can't tell them.
And Get Rich or Die Trying was iconic just because, in a time when nobody wanted to like roll with 50 and the mixtape run after it.
Oh, sensational.
The mixtape run that was coming up, boom, 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 and it led up to the album. Nobody in rap history has ever done that. And for the album, you see what could have happened?
He's touring that album now, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's a madness,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. Bro.
That's like...
I'm talking, you see when man used to do like, you know, run the CD game in college?
Mm-hmm. Bare, burn up CDs.
Copies, fam. copies. Man copied, yo, man bought the vinyl paper.
Jeez.
Get me? Copied the paper, copied the album cover with College Ink. Making a change at college. Get me? Get me?
Yeah, man, wasn't enough of
them. And like, Nero.
See that there? Yo, Nero.
Real, bro. You see why I'm not mad at this show though? I feel like, yeah, Get Rich or Die Trying. Because even the albums you mentioned, Doggy Style, Illmatic, not so much Blueprint. But I feel like Get Rich or Die Trying.
We're not going to skip by you saying not so much Blueprint, by the
no,
way.
No, no, let me get to my point. I feel like, because Blueprint's up there, my point is Get Rich or Die Trying, I feel like is the last album I can remember that kind of unified the whole world with hip hop.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Obviously, our demographic, old white men, old white ladies.
Yeah, I think everything, he had everything.
I just
at that
feel like
point.
Everyone, the whole world stood still and said, yo, 50 Cent.
Well, he was everywhere in it at that moment.
I remember, yeah.
But the whole album, I don't, what other album has really done that?
Probably Marshall Mathers LP.
But that's different. M's different. M's completely different. I don't count Eminem in any conversation.
But did Marshall Mathers LP have a grip?
I don't. Do you know the reason why?
Very talented one.
To tell you the reason why. We are the massive minority. We are fighting so much more stigma and pushback. With Eminem, people might say, yeah, but you had to fight against... No.
I don't think a black person is getting away with saying all that wild shit you were saying, you know.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Honestly, I don't think, like, if a black person was to come out with that exact project, bar for bar...
Thank you.
You're not getting away with saying half the wild shit you were saying.
And the thing is, you know what? On the Slim Shady LP... When that first came out, everyone was like, yo, this man's mad. He's crazy.
And you know, I was going to say, my point to that as well, I feel like Get Rich or Die Trying, you'll remember it more for the music and not for 50 Cent saying wild stuff. It's like, exactly. Yo, this song.
I think, well, for me...
Marshall Mathers LP is like, oh, yo, that tune's mad when he said he's going to do this. And that tune's mad.
Yeah.
Did you hear the end of that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get Rich or Die Trying is probably... And then I feel like that one kind of unifies... That album probably unifies hip-hop... The best, maybe it's a stretch to say, but when you mentioned Doggy Style, Chronic and that, those are old school, you know what I mean? That's old school hip hop now, Doggy Style, Chronic, and the new school might not relate to it, you know what I mean? Get Rich or Die Trying, I don't care, young, old, I feel like South, North, England, Europe, the youth like 50 Cent.
But like 50 Cent had man over here rapping in American accents, fam.
The youth are still up. I don't mean like the youth like 50 Cent now. I mean, Get Rich or Die Trying. The youth like 50 Cent.
Fam, when the album came out, I was...
It's undeniable slaps. Like, 17. Dre was on a mad team.
I was 17, So...
Get Rich or Die Trying.
When Get Rich or Die Trying came out, because I was at college.
Yeah. What year was you on? 85.
83.
83.
Yeah, I had 1 year of sixth form that kicked us out.
I'm gonna bleep that out. Still.
So then, basically, we went college, running off the CD, went out, and bro, like, you see any of them 50 tunes, 50 comes on, bro, the whole club, every man them is coming out with the gun finger in the air for the G Unit anthems. So, bro, that is one of the greatest.
But then he said, J. Cole said that Thriller's number two. But it wasn't really a hip hop conversation, but he just said Get Rich or Die Trying one, Thriller number two.
I know we want to wrap up here, but I just had this thought the other day and you've just brought me onto it perfectly. I love MJ in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love the geezer, but like
Chicago Bulls or Hornets or
what?
I mean not Hornets. Wizards.
Huh?
The Wizards or
ignore him.
I'm not talking about that Michael. I'm talking about the other one.
Yeah.
But
Mike,
how much of his own stuff did he write?
Jackson.
Like, how much of his own tunes did he write, and like, how involved in that process was he? Because obviously,
I don't know.
Like, do you know how like there was he had such a big team behind him when he was making tunes.
Bam, you got Quincy and the writers,
he's got bare people behind him, so it's like we're giving him a lot of credit.
But you know what? I don't give Michael credit about the songwriting.
The execution,
Mike. The credit for execution.
The execution. That's what we rate him on.
At the end of the day, you could have had, I don't know, who else was out there? Prince. Nah, not Prince. Prince is a different level.
Prince is
Bobby Brown.
So you could have had Bobby Brown, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to do Moonwalker the same way Mike does Moonwalker. There is no way that there's no one on the planet, bro.
The film.
Yeah.
You know the film?
What?
Moonwalker, the film.
Yeah.
Oh, I was being confused then. I was like,
But even so, like, listen. There's no one out there that's going to get people find it acceptable to be grabbing your crotch.
Yeah, no facts.
But, get me? But
I don't know. Another
and jumping on your tiptoes.
Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
Another thing about Mike, I think because he... Like, do you remember that temperature.
Even with this,
the video where he was beatboxing to Oprah.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it shows the
Oprah's very confused.
Yo, no, people, now you don't understand how funny that video is. You don't understand how funny.
And she's back on the British flow, man.
It's like
fully trying to break his flow, man.
Now the thing is, yeah, Michael on so many situations, he goes, no, just this little bit. Man's sick, you know. Man just beatboxing mad, and you're like,
I love Michael Jackson still. He's a joker.
Is Michael Jackson AI? He might be AI.
He's the original AI.
Yeah,
Mike's the original AI.
Michael Jackson's the original AI.
Yeah. Dougie Fresh. That's
what it feels like. Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah.
Michael's a different level.
Yeah. Michael is the guy still. I'm not discrediting Michael still. He's my guy. I hate people.
Don't understand how funny that Oprah interview was.
Well, you know that was an edited clip, innit?
But even so, bro, it was so funny. Like when she's like, "Oh yeah, talk about the moonwalk." It's like, "Oh this," and you know, and he just goes, "Yo, it's smooth."
Oh yeah,
smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
like, how did you do it? Oh, you just go. It's like, oh, okay, let me try that.
Yo, you just put this. This is the funniest thing, yo. Yo, this is what I'm saying, yeah. Mike was cold, you know.
Smooth that criminal interview, for yeah, real.
Was the funniest thing I've seen him do. My man was just like, oh, and he just got shh. He's like, you don't hear no sound of his feet moving. Sick, you know.
Nah.
Okay.
As a little youth, like some little nigga with an afro, like, just out singing your pop.
This man just singing his heart out, and Michael Jackson just walks in.
Moon walks
and you're like, this nigga.
Fuming. Little backing, the whole little entourage in that just, yeah, smoked, fam.
Oh, gosh, man.
Do you think R. Kelly's performing in prison right now?
Against his will.
If the Boondocks is probably against his will.
Sing, nigga, sing. Oh. You don't want to be performing, but he's like in
Tory.
There.
Tory Lanez, do you think?
Tory would probably choose to.
You don't think he's performing? Yeah, got the auto-tune in there, innit? He ain't got the auto-tune mark.
Tory's probably getting punched up.
Wrapping up. You know, I did put out the thing, you know, to get some questions.
Did I?
Just a couple of silly ones.
What were Let's they? Run that quickly, well, then.
Run that real quick.
Run it quick.
Well, I'm just going to read some of that, my sister.
Go on.
Just some would you rathers.
Oh, mad.
So she said, would you rather give up your phone or only wear Crocs for the rest of your life?
Crocs?
Give up your phone for the rest of your life or wear Crocs for the rest of your life?
Like exclusively. I wear Crocs exclusively for the rest of my life.
To keep your phone? Yeah, exclusively.
Yeah. I like Crocs. I'm a Croc advocate.
Same. That's why
I've been wearing Crocs for like mad long.
That's why I looked at Saks. I don't know what... Yeah. Crocs are comfortable, you know. But I know if it ends, you'll see. Look at him. Doing practice.
This guy's thinking, is there a Jordan and Croc collab? The man's over there thinking.
Your phone. Would you rather give up your phone for the rest of your life or wear Crocs for the rest of your life?
Let us know in the comments.
Know that you'd wear Crocs. Like, come on.
You know how much you need your phone, fam. Stop thinking about it. It's all hard, fam. 2023, fam. No one's giving up their phone in 2023,
fam. Don't understand. I hate Crocs, you know.
Have you worn them, though?
No.
This is why I've said this.
Should I tell the reason why? Until you wore them. I don't care. No, fam. You don't understand. You don't understand.
Heard it all.
No, bro. Bro, any footwear that allows water to get to my foot is not relevant to me.
You can get waterproof Crocs, kitchen Crocs.
Kitchen Crocs.
Yeah, you can get their bag of style and pattern, fam. You can even get wellies. You can get wellies. They do trainers. They do flip-flops. They do bag of things, fam. Crocs have got it, fam.
No.
For the sake of not having a phone, fam, you can actually have like a whole Crocs selection.
Gosh, man, that's hard. That's difficult, you know.
Once you go Croc, you don't stop. Something like that.
That's terrible. What's the next question?
Would you rather have to be naked at work for an hour or be dropped off 2 miles from your house while naked? And you have to try and get home.
Far from my house, because basically, imagine me just being here naked right now. Don't imagine that. Orcs. Don't actually imagine
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'd rather just be dropped off 2 miles away. Because the thing is, if I'm butt naked, I'm walking, holding my things, and I'm not just sitting there naked, and I'm moving, I'm getting home. And you can run from bush to bush.
Yeah.
And hide behind walls. Hide behind cars. You haven't got your phone on your phone. Where are you holding your phone?
Also, it depends on what job.
And I was going to say,
We're not adding it together, Tim.
And now let's add it together still.
Let's not.
Who's the first person you're calling if you stuck two miles from your yard? No clothes, just Crocs. Your wife?
Yeah, because she can bring clothes. All right,
easy to you. You're married. Cool. So.
Bring clothes.
Call my sister.
I'd probably call
my next of kin.
You'd call me?
Yeah. Yo, fam. Yo, you never guess what, yeah. Don't ask.
Yo.
Say
nothing.
Yo, hey. Yo, bro, do me a favor.
I said what?
Bring some clothes.
That's what you mean?
Yo, long story, yeah, but basically... I've got no clothes here, just bring me them.
Where are you?
2 miles from my yard.
Why are you there?
Stop asking questions, just bring the clothes. Bring where are you? Panic chase. What?
No way, there's a panic chase.
It does depend where you work, to be fair. I think I'd have to be dropped off, because it doesn't specify what time of the day.
Okay.
So drop me off at midnight, you get me, 2 miles from home.
To be fair, you know what? You know, those are quite tame questions.
There's more, but yeah, these probably aren't.
Okay, I'll wait till the pod's finished, and then I'll...
We'll deep dive.
Because I tell you, he's a man to have these questions. Bastone.
Yeah. Oh, I know. when your son's sitting there... Right?
Yeah. He's not the one to be asking them questions. Yeah.
Would you ever get fucked in the ass? What?
Oh!
How did we get here?
Yo, them questions he comes out with them randomly at the barbers.
Damn.
Man's tapped.
Would you rather
And he keeps on saying to come on here to say those questions. Carry on.
Would you rather be funny but really stupid or boring but really smart?
Boring and really smart.
I say, I don't know, this is hard, because being funny is probably one of my biggest assets in life.
I'm thinking that, yeah.
So, I don't know if I want to give that up still. Like, I couldn't, do you know why? Because I can't imagine life not being funny.
Mm.
Like, you see when I see someone that's not funny and I'm like, yo, your life must be dead, fam. You ain't making no one laugh. You ain't getting no gal. You can't even make your brethren laugh when you're, all chilling and that.
If I'm really smart, I can make money. Yeah, I love money.
But I could just become a comedian.
Yeah, I could love money.
I think you could be really smart and have money, or really stupid and have money.
I also dislike over-serious people that don't know how to be funny or have
fun. That is true. They do annoy me. However, I'm thinking if I'm mad smart, I can make so much dough, and then...
Nothing matters.
Doesn't matter.
I'd choose funny and really stupid, to be fair.
Yeah, same.
I'd at least make myself laugh.
Stay true to myself.
Would you rather... Oh, I like this one. This is where I got up to, actually. Would you rather be able to travel everywhere for free or eat everywhere for free?
Travel.
Really?
Mm.
I choose food.
Choose food.
Yeah. I choose food.
Could I spend money on food frivolously anyway?
That's what I'm saying.
I spend money on food frivolously.
But imagine if I saved that, I could travel anywhere.
Yeah, I don't spend that much money on food.
I don't spend that much money on food.
Well, no, it depends where you're trying to travel.
No, but you can travel anywhere for free. So
I
like,
have to be fair, when I saw this question
every other week, but...
You know, honestly, you might have just weighed, thinking way.
I'd go like, to a different about, country for free.
I was
free.
Thinking about getting to work and that.
Oh my God, this guy was thinking about going on Sundays and going back home.
You get me?
I'm thinking about going yard.
Yeah,
I can make it to the office and back. Yeah. Cut my expenses.
You know, I saw this question earlier. I did not think once about holiday.
You could go like across the world for free.
I was thinking about Audi.
No way.
Gym, football. Like, honestly, I think I can spend about
food is 90, not that 90 expensive.
Pound a week. I spend about £90 a week on petrol. Imagine if I save my food. Yeah, I probably would travel still.
Think how much you trust save on travel though, because then if you doing it like that, you save petrol money. I guess you'd have no car insurance.
I'd travel. I'd take the pee. I'd travel everywhere.
I'd travel
if
everywhere.
If it was free, I'd travel everywhere.
Oh, I'd actually just like you'd actually never need it. If like you could travel everywhere for free, I wouldn't have a job. What have a job for?
To pay for food.
To eat when you get there. Like,
yeah, travel everywhere and get my hustle on, fam. But like, I just travel.
Oh, you could sell salt to us now.
Yeah. My hustle on, fam.
Would you rather have no sense of... would you rather have no sense of smell or no sense of taste?
What, COVID?
COVID. Is this what you're asking me?
No sense of smell.
Yeah, definitely no sense of smell.
Yeah, defo smell. Wait, but aren't they interlinked?
I think they are to a certain extent.
They are.
I wonder what really works about the other.
Smell anything. Or a person. Yeah. Would you rather have the ability to change the past or see into the future?
That's a good one.
I'd change the past.
I'd change the past.
The future still. At least if it's crap, I'd change it, isn't it, once it's done.
If I could change the past. You know, yeah.
No, because then you just live reckless, isn't it?
Yeah,
as long as you know, it's
fully in it.
Didn't work out.
Hella wheel ups, man. Yeah. Hella wheel ups, bud. I'd be moving to get all reckless.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but imagine every time you went back and it was just dead every time. Like, imagine like you're trying to like last more than like 3 minutes or something. Like, you keep pulling up.
Time just keeps going down every time.
It's like, wait, why is this not improving?
Why isn't this working?
No surprise.
That's where his mind went to, you know. That is where Juice's mind went to.
Wait, take
Juice's
from that what mind you will, went to,
take that's from more that than 3 minutes. Will. Like, fam, like.
That has happened. And if I could have rewound the time, definitely.
Not even Batman himself would have beat that information out of me. Wow.
Yo, this guy is wild, you know. Imagine her.
Gets like that sometimes, so I heard. Next question.
Everyone, okay. Would you rather have no fingers? Would you rather have no fingers or 20 fingers? I don't know.
20 fingers is going to look wild.
I feel like
I've seen a man with no fingers.
I'd get more done with 20 fingers.
Nah, would you though? Because I've seen a man with no fingers and he's all right in it. 20 fingers, like, how's that working?
It's working double the speed.
You're going to have wham hands.
Yeah.
Your hand's going to be twice the size or whatever. Wait, no, what's that? Four times the size?
Double the size, isn't it? Oh, I think I seen him yesterday on Insta. Yeah. But literally, yeah.
Oh, it would be twice the size, isn't it? If 20 I had, like, fingers in general.
If I had double the size of fingers, like, double the amount of fingers, I think it's just me. But you couldn't, like, my replies would just be mad quick.
That'd be mad, like, imagine having gloves, like...
Especially mad, isn't it?
That's mad.
Mad that is. I don't know.
I'd probably say 20.
20 fingers, isn't it?
How many thumbs would you have?
I'd be maybe called a freak if I had no fingers.
People would feel sorry for you.
No fingers. You can't drive.
Yeah, you can.
But you can drive, but not. It's like you can't grip the steering wheel.
Bro, I've seen man in wheelchairs driving. Don't tell me I can't drive with no fingers. What? That's enough.
It's a joke. You,
this podcast ain't
taking us out. You can say anything you want as long as it's funny, innit?
That, I don't know. That's worse than anyone that I've ever
seen. Extra wheels.
Hot wheels. Beat that.
Well, I know a man in wheelchairs that would laugh at that joke.
Yo, I do not condone.
These are juicy jokes.
I condone it. I don't care. I'll take that one.
I condone that joke.
You're not going to hold these jokes.
That was juicy English. All right.
Yo, Tell the people that all these views are your own, fam. Whatever the MTV people will be
saying. These are not the views of the hard food.
Yeah, man.
One more. I got two more.
Would you rather have would you rather have uncontrollable gas at work for the rest of your life or uncontrollable gas on every date for the rest of your life?
If your babes is a real one, though, and you just explain it to her, she'll
but
hold it down.
It said every first date, but...
If she's a real one, she'll hold it down.
Yeah.
I feel like I could poop on a date.
I could go on a date and pop it. You might think, yeah, you could poop on a date and the girl would, like, still be by your side.
I back myself.
If I popped here on the first date, it depends, man, because...
If I popped on the first date, she ain't going, no, I'm kidding, Ash. I know for a fact.
If I popped on the first date, it's kind of like game over. So my talk would just have to be like A1.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
sometimes,
I back myself.
Yo,
that's what I'm saying. I back myself. I could put on a date.
I could put it off. But what I'm saying is sometimes when the belly, you know, when you can't just take your own flavor.
Oh, you know, yeah, what kind of pop?
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Yo, when you know, when you can't take your own flavors.
Sour one.
You know what I mean? Sour one. Like, bro, like, and sometimes like you're like, yo, what happened in there? You get me? So, yeah. You'd have to be like, you know.
Spicy curry the night before and that, then pops there.
Yeah. I think to be fair, like
you pops and it kind of comes out your skin as well. Like,
don't know about that. But
I don't know about that one.
Must be eating a different curry house.
You know what? If I was in a place, yeah, I'd rather lie. I'd just do it. I'm like,
Nah. Then pops where it's you. Then pops.
Nah. Because the thing is, bro. No, but the thing is, you've got to see. Because she don't know you. She don't know it's you.
No, but it's uncontrollable.
But yeah, you don't get to choose when it happens. You're so you're saying that you can go to the bathroom.
What was it like in
White Chicks where mine was just about to go crazy?
That's controllable. It's like, oh yeah, can I order? Let me get some fries. On the side.
I'd do work.
Yeah,
I'd go for work.
I'd choose work. Hopefully end up working in isolation. This is even better. You get me earphones. I can't hear it myself. Mm. And the last one, would you rather smell terrible, but you can't smell it, or your partner smell terrible and you have to smell it? Testing man's selfishness.
I'd say...
If I had to choose, I'd say... No, she's...
Nah,
she
it doesn't
smells.
Matter.
She's just one just frowny girl. Like,
after wash.
I'd say...
I'd have to choose myself. Yeah.
And just keep spraying.
Why is it going to be your partner, though?
It could be me. I'm just not... Like, you like, would never see me. Like, I can't be in public and stink.
True.
But I'd just be in my yard. I'd find a work from... I'd work from home and not
I'd
go
do
anywhere.
It
no, but you can't smell it. You don't know you stink. Well, you know you stink. Well, you don't have to...
People are telling you, but you can't smell it.
A girl would tell me. Right, cool, safe. I'm not going nowhere.
Now, if your girl tells you you stink, but you can't smell it, are you going to believe you stink?
She repeatedly telling me that I stink.
Nah, that's a her problem, though.
So people are going to tell you that you stink. Your girl's not the only person who's going to tell you that you stink.
Jeez just said, but that's a her problem.
That's a her problem.
If I stink,
and I can't smell it,
I'm still, I'd still spray. You know, spray
everyone's
just
perception
just
of you is going
to
be...
Make her like life easier. I'd still spray up loads just to make her life easier.
Wow. That might not work. And also, everyone's perception of you is going to be, oh, there's that nigga that stinks.
That's true.
I don't want that.
But I don't want everyone to be, there's that nigga whose girl stinks.
Why do people say I stink and my girl stinks?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
I'll take the stink, but just believe I'm not going nowhere. Like, you wouldn't see me. I'd lock myself in my yard. Fair enough.
But yeah.
That's the end of the questions.
End of the questions, near the end of the pod.
Big up the questions.
Yeah, man.
Big up.
More questions. Questions are fun. I like questions.
Big up everybody that sent them through. And big up everybody that has watched the pod. All the positive feedback. Enough love, enough respect. Big up to, what's his name? His name's Diego Dalot. Is it Dalot?
Oh, yeah. Diego Dalot, still sliding.
Yeah, someone said that... Gabriel Jesus made him slide into the multiverse.
Yeah, facts. He's gone. He went in the dressing room at full time.
He was still sliding. And big up to every Man United supporter that's ever jumped in, you know, my DM to try and like,
you know, like that.
Bust me. Who's laughing now? And big up to every single person who's followed the TikTok, the hard food TikTok.
Yep.
And big up for all the support. Share, like, subscribe. You know how it goes.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Or 2 weeks time.
2 weeks time.
Safe.